Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
creep me out with every time she said, ooh, because you know that's that girl from Ohio, and she came to see me in July of last year, and yeah, she really be saying that, ooh, ooh, wait, this bud, goddammit, I'm here getting at you, letting you know, shit, it's time. You know, you can check me out, askrosebud@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud, you know, and check either one of them sites, downanddirty.com, downanddirty101.com, and askrosebud.com. Now there, you're going to be able to find something to help you get on with that goddamn life that's lacking in the catching department. You know, CD Baby got my audio books. I mean, you guys can help me out if you want to and purchase some of them. Got to really try to listen to what's going on, because it's like you're a fly on the wall listening to some real game. You know, it's like that. You know, the call-in number is 657-383-0809. I suppose I have a lot of, not a lot, but a few motherfuckers I ran into in Vegas this past week. They say they was calling me, and if they do, cool. If they don't, I don't care, because shit, man, I've got so much to talk about with y'all, man, tonight. Actually, I'm going to go on in right now, just let you know. We're going to talk about some important shit, and especially if you guys are the kind of dudes that's in the same place that you was last year. A lot of y'all won't admit to yourselves that you're in the same place you was last year. Now, that ain't necessarily bad, because some people are in a worse place than they was last year. So you got everything is relative. But in the case of being relative, what do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to, you know, kind of be good or be good? Because, shit, I ain't in the same place I was in last goddamn year this time. Why? Because last year at this time, not this time, but let's say last year, at the beginning of last year, I was bragging about starting my own radio channel. And I told all y'all that was listening, Nexus SWU, I'm getting closer and closer and closer. I knew I was getting closer and closer and closer. And look, now I'm going into my second semester at SWU. Now, that ain't no big deal unless you like that kind of shit, progress, making moves. But what I'm saying is, what the fuck are you doing? We all know what I'm doing. And when I talk that shit, I only talk that shit to let you know that that's it's real, the stuff, not the shit I'm talking, but the shit I'm talking about is real. I just like people to say, man, fuck that motherfucker. I like people to say that shit. That's why, I mean, I really believe bad press is the best press. You know, pimp motherfucker man riding down the street, woo, woo, woo. Don't nobody want to look, you know, the bras might, but you don't want no dudes to say, oh, man, that's a cool motherfucker riding down right there. You know, you riding down, you want them to say that jive motherfucker right there, he ain't shit, woo, 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 woo. At least that's what I want them to say. So when I do pull over and get out the car, jeweled up, cut to the bone, you understand? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with a gang of motherfucking hoes. All they can do is be jealous. That's all they can do, because they can't whoop me. And they ain't going to try because I got too much game, and they know this game going to slice them up like swords. So, you know, I'm protected. Now, what are you saying all this shit for, bud? Because I remember when I realized I had to change. Now, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Understanding change and the importance it holds for each one of us once we embark on changing. Now, when I had to change, I remember this as like it was yesterday. When I had to change, I had to overcome so much shit, you know, because I'm changing into a square motherfucker, you know, so it ain't really, really, really changing, but my mentality is, and I gotta adjust to it, or I'm gonna go crazy. You know, I don't want to be a nut. You know, I'm already, you know, kind of crazy. So I just don't want shit to fuck me up to where I really go crazy. So I had to overcome a lot of my old ways, just like you. If you trying to not do the same shit you did last year or last weekend, you got to do just what I did. Look in the fucking mirror and say bye to whoever you was last year, and hello to who you are this year. Because until you do that, you're going to keep slipping back into your past habits, which is going to make you that past guy that you're trying to leave behind. And if you don't believe this, just keep on doing what you're doing. and listen, I hate to say this, but listen, in comparison, watch what I be doing. Because what I'm saying is, of course, SWU is going. But shit, is that it for me? Hell fucking no. I already hooked up with a brother. I got a fan page, whatever the fuck you call it, for SWU. And my first semester, don't know nothing about that because I just started this shit. But I'm going to go into the stratosphere, man. I'm not right away, of course. I'm building it. I play long range. I ain't playing for tomorrow or next week. I'm playing for next motherfucking lifetime. It's far off. Otherwise, until I die, this shit going to be improving. It's going to be improving, and sooner or later, sooner rather than later, you guys are going to be saying, that motherfucker actually did it. Because I'm going to get me some, maybe not accreditation, but I'm definitely going to get me some recognition with what I'm doing with SWU. And I'm not talking about me, Bud, get some recognition. I'm talking about the people, the graduates that I put out. And you know, I'm from the lace, they don't even know this, but I'm from the lace and I'm from the give them all the SWU hat. Now, they got to buy the diploma, because that's part of graduating. I had to pay $150 for my motherfucking BA diploma and $225 for my doggone master's diploma. But, you know, I got a little punk school like that, so my guys got to pay $25 for their damn diploma. But if they want their diploma, they got to pay it, and I bet you every one of them pay it, because that's going to be a proud moment for them, especially when they receive it and they got their little hat, you know, and my thank you letter and all that, and they just gonna post it. I bet you they gonna post it as if it was doggone University of Berkeley, because that's how they feel about completing something like this. You know, people start all kind of shit, and there's a bunch of guys in SWU that, no, I ain't lying, because hella motherfuckers signed up at first. And there's only a handful that completed it. that I was telling them all through the semester. Many are called, but very few are chosen. So those many that are called, they're going to fall during the course because they ain't got it. They just, you know, the followers, the hangers-on. And what they do, you know, they give you traction. Every time you see one fall off, I'm talking of not in the SWU. I'm talking about in life, in the streets, or wherever you at, even at your job, when you see something going on, whenever you see something, one of them fall off, you know, you use them as traction. And they the one fell off, so shoot, you know, it ain't your fault you finna, you know, use them as traction. Because you know if you fall off, you're going to be used as traction for me or some other guy. Why? Because that's life. That's how it go. If you don't keep progressing, you're just going to be traction for some other person, for them to progress. Because that's what you progress on, the shoulders of other people. That's not a bad thing. It's not a mean thing. It's just what you do. You have to do it. I know it. I'm a good guy, and I have bad thoughts sometimes about that shit. But when I think they'll do it to me, that bad shit go away. Don't ever turn into good shit, but don't stay fucking with me, because I know if I don't do it, somebody going to do it. So, I mean, you don't have to think like that, but shit. See, unlike you, I'm a big believer in change. And what's more, I firmly believe change is hella good, especially when that change is going to be promoted by, you know, me achieving my goals. Otherwise, if you're listening and some of this is resonating to you, then why don't you understand the reason you in the same place you was a year ago is because you're fighting change. You're not embracing change. It's a big difference. Everything depends on how you see it. If you see it as a fight, then you're going to be, you know, defensive. If you see it as something to embrace, you're going to be very offensive because you want to embrace it. Now, sure, something can happen when you're being offensive. So what? What are you afraid of? I don't care what happens. Long as that motherfucker don't try to reach up and slap me, I don't give a fuck what the bitch do or say or how she feel. I'm going to say what the hell I think I want to say. For whatever reason I think I want to say it, nah, it ain't got nothing to do with me thinking she ain't shit. Nah, it ain't got nothing to do with me thinking all women are bitches. It got something to do with me caring like a motherfucker about taking care of my black ass. And I know ain't now bitch going to do a goddamn thing for me. She ain't going to make me come, because even while I'm fucking, I ain't coming until I get ready. So she can't do shit for me, so I don't really give a fuck about nothing unless is where I'm coming from. And I definitely ain't saying I'm not a go-along type guy. You know, I'm married. So, you know, hold on. Sorry about that. You know, I talk shit to my woman, but I ain't finna. You know, all that ain't going in my, it might go if I wanted it to go, but I'm saying I'm married and I ain't like this, you know, really, here at home. But when I, you know, was it separated, ask any one of them goddamn bitches that fuck with me where I was coming from. Bitch, please don't come over here talking about no pussy shit. Because what I'm saying is you ain't holding me hostage because you might come over and give me some pussy. Fuck you telling me what you might do, bitch. You know what I'm saying? They might vote California into two states, North and South. You going to wait on it? I talk too much shit to them bitches, and they can't fucking understand where I come, you know, how you come up with that shit when we ain't even talk calls, bitch. I'm way ahead of you. And I know you're going to respond to the shit I say. And everybody from my group, my SWU, they know if the bitch responds, they know what's going to happen if she responds in the proper way. Because we expect shit. We expect everything the broad does. It, hey, we don't expect her to choose red, but we damn sure expect her to choose a color. So whatever color you motherfucker you choose, then I'm down and dirty with it because I don't need nothing but conversation from the bitch coming out her goddamn mouth, and I'ma just use whatever she's saying to keep driving my Mack truck with no headlights. Wait, I'ma take that back. First, I'ma be driving my Mack truck at a reasonable speed at night with only my parking lights on. So I still am being, you know, reckless. But if the bitch say something I don't like and I check her and she come with that bitch shit, well, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm finna cut my parking lights on off and I'm finna mash on the gas. And I'm going to make sure I don't use my brakes. I'm running this bitch over. You can't say no slick shit to me. I don't give a fuck how slick you think he is. You can't say nothing slick to me. Especially if you think you coming back at me because you think something I said was slick. No, I'm not letting you even try to stand on stage with me when it comes to the match game, baby. Because I'm finna run your ass over, and then when you say, oh, what? You know, I'm gonna say, bye, bitch. Because I don't need you. I want you. And as long as I want you, you got action at being with me. But the moment I stop wanting you, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And if you rode in with me, here's $20. Get you a cab and go home, because I'm gone. Hey, when you like that, when you got it like that, man, bitches is putty in your hands. They putty in your hands because they ain't got, see, now unlike me, as far as, see, if let's say I'm talking woo 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 and she liked the motherfucker, she'd, you know, take me to wherever or I take her home or whatever. Well, I'm saying is I'm a whooping on her, and when I do, you know, talking all this goddamn shit on me, talking while I'm busting that pussy out, she gonna be sprung. See, unlike you motherfuckers, I got something for a bitch. I ain't got no just conversation. Like some of you guys don't have conversation, but you can fuck the bitch. Some of you guys have hella conversation and can't fuck the bitch. See, I'm one of them motherfuckers with conversation and can fuck the bitch and will say, fuck you, bitch. I mean, I don't just say that to them, but you ain't holding me hostage with your pussy, because that's all bitches do, especially when you let them know you want it. That's why the motherfuckers at SWU kick it with bitches and let them know they ain't expecting shit. They ain't expecting, oh, just because I said that, you motherfuckers think you can do it? No, there's a way to do it. They know how to do it. See, this is what you guys don't understand. Sit up there and talk that goddamn shit. Bump your motherfucking head as much as you want while these SWU motherfuckers is improving. It was the same way when it was just the male confidence. But even the motherfuckers that was sharp, see how much sharper they are from fucking with SWU. Because I ain't no joke, and neither is the techniques I use. So, what the fuck are you talking about, Rosa? Why are you always talking about all this goddamn? You know why? Because, of course, I'm going to say, get my shit, get in the SWU, but I know it's better to make your motherfucking ass think about it and do what you think. Yeah. That's why I talk all this shit. That's why I embrace any kind of shit any one of you motherfuckers had to say to me. I ain't no scary motherfucker. I don't have to have no plan, although everything I do is planned. But I you know, some motherfucker, I don't know where they calling from. They can call from anywhere and surprise me with some shit. Just like when a bitch call. I don't really expect no bitch to call because it's all dudes. But when it's a bitch, shoot, I'm getting right at her. And I'm going to get at her so inconspicuously that y'all just going to think I'm being bud. But see, I know what to say to a broad. And she going to be creaming on me. Because I challenge a woman. You know what I challenge her to do? I challenge her bitch ass to be a woman. Because I'm a man. Let's see if you can hang. Because see, the average bro, if you didn't know any better, you would think she had a dick big as yours. The way she talked, the way she walked, the way she act, the way she carry herself, period. Come on, ain't no bitches really doing bitch shit no more because they think it's bitch shit because they don't know what the word bitch means. See, when I first got to being a square motherfucker, them bitches, damn near every one of them at first until we had some kind of little run-in and they said, you can't tell me that shit, I ain't no hoe. You know what I would tell every one of them motherfuckers? You goddamn tramp-ass bitch. I would never insult a hoe by comparing her ass with your square motherfucking ass. She'll never say that to me again. What I'm saying is I didn't know a bitch was saying it. Gonna go say some shit like that. But I know bitches say shit like that, so I know I got some for them when they say it. Because you shouldn't have said that to me, bitch. Because if you think that, you really don't want to fuck with me because I ain't trying to pimp on your ass. I'm a big old square. But I got game, and I'm going to sit your ass down every time you open your mouth foul to me. Now, how did I manage to do that shit? Because it sounds like, but you didn't change at all. Well, I did. I changed a lot. Because I had to change everything I thought to not pimping on bitches. But why it don't seem like I changed is because, yeah, I stopped pimping on bitches, but I didn't stop being the motherfucker that's going to get something from a bitch that fuck with me. So kind of, it's the same. I just ain't asking the bitch to do sell no pussy. But bitch going to do something for me. Or I ain't fucking with her. And she know it. And she know, oh, I got to do this to fuck. Yes, you certainly do. You know, there's too many motherfucking bitches I could be fucking with. And the reason I could say that is because I didn't show her. I'm not a standstill motherfucker. Just because you met me, let's say I was on trying to get my radio station started, and you so used to motherfuckers having pie-in-the-sky dreams, you ain't going to hear me say nothing about pie-in-the-sky shit. If I'm writing a book, I'm going to complete it, and you going to read it. If I say I'm starting the SWU, I'm starting it, and it's going to be really something about education. I ain't no pimp motherfucker stuck on pimping. Shit. I'm a motherfucker that's stuck on succeeding. That, you know, where a lot of people say SOS means stuck on stupid. No, SOS means stuck on succeeding. That's me. And I want you to be that way. Now, why would any motherfucker think he don't have to perform at his very best every single day he's alive? Why would you not think that? Because many of you don't think you should perform at your best. Just about every one of you. Unless you went to SWU, I could say that. Every one of you perform at whatever the lowest output of effort that you could possibly do. That's where you perform at. The reason for that is fucking shocking. I had to actually accept this. As much shit as I did, I had to accept this. And you guys, with your good excuse-making ass, everything is going to have a reason for you doing it. I had several reasons for being a motherfucking punk if I wanted to look at them. But no, hell no. But the reason, the fucking reason All of you do that shit. Is that deep down inside, you are a lazy motherfucker. You just don't real accept it. You know it, but you deny it. But that lazy motherfucker in you is just laying in wait, just waiting to come out and be able to be his laziest. That's why you guys run from shit instead of trying to. You gotta suck it up when you say, "Man, I'm gonna fade this." But man, when you say, "Fuck that," yeah, you bad. Yeah, yeah, you bad. All right, stay asleep. I don't be waking the motherfuckers that sleep up. I don't believe in that. You can't wake up the dead. Go by the cemetery and start blowing your horn. Them motherfuckers going to still be lying under the dirt. Why wake up the dead? I'm trying to tell you something. If you listen, you're going to get it. You might not believe what I just said, but it's fucking true. Most of you motherfuckers will fold under the slightest pressure. Soon as I say, "Hey, do this, like this, woo, woo, woo," instead of you saying, "All right," unless you think I'm telling you some sucker shit. Now, let's say you don't think I'm telling you some sucker shit, but I say, "Do this, like this, and in this amount of time," what I get? You're going to have like, "Man, the reason this, the reason that, and but did you mean, but did," all these fucking punk ass questions. You speak English. I don't talk in thug-ass street talk. I might talk like a motherfucking thug, but I use regular, common fucking words. So there's no way you don't understand me. To even, I already say this almost on all my shows, to even be able to ask the question, you already know the answer. No, but you guys don't remember I say this kind of shit. You don't want to remember because then you got to think. See, so me, I mean, once I see that's where whoever coming, hey, let me say this. I know I'm talking hella shit. Why ain't none of you motherfuckers got no questions? Nobody's pressed one. I still ain't went too far through my shit because I didn't went off. See, listen, y'all don't want to fuck with me too much more because my school is bringing raw dog Rosebud out. Shit talking, want to start some shit, Rose motherfucking Bud. Because that was me. That's how I am. I ain't fighting you, motherfucker. You want to beat up some pimp and swing. Say that shit to a nigga think he got some game. He know good well if he swing on you, he going to be ranked in the streets. So now you got to use your conversation to fuck with me. Or else they going to say, "Hey, man, Kelly G tried to beat up the pimpin', man. You know, Rosebud was, man, I might have a black eye, but I'm going to get me some holes from the shit." Man, you got to know how to play your fucking hand. And you got to know, man, it's just so much you got to know. And let me calm the fuck down so I can go on a little deeper with what I'm talking about. You just got to remember, some things you hear are true, even if it didn't come from me or someone like me. Look at 608 talking about, "Man, my nuts is big as fuck." What's up, 608?
Yeah, what up, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Shit, I was just calling. I was curious about something you just said.
So okay, let's go.
You talking about how you always, no matter what, you trying to get something out the bitch. So my question is, if she just a square bitch, but you know she got some shit, is that how would you compare that to having a bitch that's, you know, selling pussy compared to a bitch that's going to work? You know,
why would you compare that, brother? Why would you even make that comparison? Why would you make yourself think like that? That's just like some sucker that ain't got no pimping in him, see a pimp, and he want to try to compare himself with a pimp. He gonna fucking lose. So the bitch that ain't, that's a square, if you thinking of her in comparison terms, she losing. But you know who's really losing? You. Because you ain't got no game. You can't think of how to charge this square ass bitch. This bitch could be the head of a bank. This bitch could be bringing on 6-7 figures. And you talking about comparing her with a hoe. Man, you motherfuckers, you should ask, how do you charge a bitch, bud? Because you ain't even got no hoes, man. No, don't agree with me. You ain't even got no hoes. I can tell. Just listening to you. Why would you even ask that question? I know you ain't got no hoe, man. You can lie if you want to. But what I'm saying is, why would you ask that?
I ain't going to lie to you.
Come on. Okay.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just sitting here, you know, thinking. Because to me, it's
check this
like,
out. Check this out. You said you ain't going to lie to me, but you didn't answer the question. You ain't got no hoe, do you?
Oh, no, I don't got no hoe.
Stop.
Wait, brother.
Damn.
Okay.
My question is, why the hell with you don't even have a hoe? Are you thinking about, or you want to be a pimp or something?
Well,
no, you don't. Stop. No. See, I ain't got time for the bullshit. What I'm saying, if you want to be a pimp, you'd have said, hell yeah, but you didn't, so you don't want to be a pimp. So what I'm saying is, why would you be interested in comparing a bitch that ain't a hoe with hoes? What make you want to do that? Before I answer your question, before I give you any game about shit, tell me why you think like that.
Because I don't know, I was thinking because of like, I don't necessarily want to pimp, but that don't mean I don't want somebody, you know, I don't want to have gain from a bitch.
Okay, bro, stop. By the way you talking, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say you new to Rosebud. I just can't believe you've been listening to me. Have you?
No, I probably listen to like 2 or 3 things I see.
Okay, stop. Okay, honesty is all I need. What I'm saying is this, bro. Are you checking how you stumbling trying to talk to me right now? Are you hearing yourself? No, stop. Don't say
yeah.
Listen, this is what's wrong with you. And you do that with bitches. You sound exactly like, maybe not as bad, but you sound like you sound right now when you're talking to bitches. So unsure of yourself. Selling something you don't know nothing about. So what this bitch going to say, I wish this motherfucker would hurry up so I can leave. And you study stumbling over your damn words, and then finally she get to leave. Damn! And you say, hey, baby, can I give you my phone? Hurry up. Give me your number so I can tag it up and throw it away. That's what they thinking. You can't be that way if you want to get at women. You don't have to be like me and talk shit like this, but you got to have a flow. Oh, God damn it. See, I was about to tell you something. Well, I'll tell you. If you don't have a flow, then I'm going to tell you something else. If you don't have a flow and you know timing, you ain't gonna never catch a bitch. Hey, 215, come on in. Stay on 608. 215, you on, but hold on. 808, I know who you is. I don't wanna hear the shit. I don't wanna hear the goddamn shit. You either wanna buy that shit, buy it, shut your fucking mouth. I ain't trying to ask no questions. And the reason I ain't let you on, motherfucker, is because you keep talking when a motherfucker trying to talk to you. So listen here. If you want the shit, you can get the shit. But don't come telling me anything about what you want. Because what you want must be what I got. I don't want nothing you got except for some money. But I ain't even about that because didn't I tell you, fuck that money. Don't send me a dime. I ain't looking for it. Come on. Now, hey, don't 808, you all, don't embarrass me and tell me, I don't know what you're talking about, Rosebud. I ain't that dude. Come on, 808, what's up?
First of all, you right.
Yeah.
You all the way
right. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. So, be quiet, get the game, get into school, do whatever you're going to do to get the shit. If you need to kick it with me about some kind of arrangement, learn how to do that without begging for some shit you think you're looking for, because what you're looking for is the wrong shit. You should be looking for your goddamn ass. And if you find that motherfucker, then you can look for something else. Now, putting you in. Come on, 215, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Buzz? Cam, how you doing?
Cam, what's happening?
Hey, not too much, man. I was listening. I heard the brother speaking a second ago about getting something from a female. And what I would say to him is, it's not always about money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm trying to get some extra nugget sauce. If I'm in the store at Macy's, I'm trying to get the 20% off discount coupon. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a lawyer that I knew that was helping me with some stuff. And normally these lawyers would charge you by the minute if you talk to them on the phone. But, I mean, the way I had a relationship built up with this woman, like, she was giving me free legal advice, answering all my emails. So it's not always trying to get
that's bread. Right, Cameron. Wait, Cameron. Everything you were saying, since it was something you was going through, I have to accept it's true. And caller, listen to me. What he's actually saying, caller, what do you think he's saying?
You talking to me now?
Caller, yeah, 608.
Okay, yeah, I understand what he's saying. He's basically saying, you know, she got different people have different things to offer. And you can basically, it don't have to be
No. In a way, you're right, but no, that's not what he's saying. Cameron, I mean, you might not know what I'm asking you to say right now, but I'm going to take a chance that you do. What allows you to ask her whatever you was just saying that you be looking for?
What allows me to ask her?
Yeah, have something.
That I know that I'm
there you go. There you go. There you go.
Every woman that I meet in some kind of way, I don't care if she's 9 or 99. Some kind of way, well, I'm not going to say 9, but in some kind of way, I'm looking for something, if you get what I'm saying. Like,
I get what you're saying.
I'm looking for how I can win, you know?
Hey, well, listen, brother, that's why, you know, you're a monster now, man. So, hey, the only thing you don't do is say, "Rah!" You don't do that shit, but, man, you're a monster. You're a motherfucking monster. And caller, what he's telling you is that he ain't thinking about the bitch. He know he wants something. He know he want whatever it is, and if she got whatever she got and it can lead to whatever he talking about, he down and dirty, and he's going to get what he can get because he learned it ain't about the bitch. It's about him.
It's about how I can win.
Yeah, hey, and where'd you learn that, brother?
Oh, man, SW, bro.
So what I'm saying is, of course, all you guys can hear what we saying. All you guys can say, well, shit, I ain't got to go to SWU to do that shit. But this brother had the course before he went to SWU, and I'm sure that was a difference. Did you see a big difference, man?
I saw a hell of a
Cameron?
Difference.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, fellas, y'all can listen and keep talking that silly shit you talk to yourself, and you can keep hearing people like Cameron know everything about what he wants. How did he learn that shit? Fucking with me. And them assignments. The motherfucker fucking with me and them assignments is going to learn some shit about itself. Hey, can I get an amen, Cameron?
Amen. Amen again.
All right, 608. You got anything else?
No, you help me.
All right, thanks, man. Cameron, I'm putting you back in, too. Now, 808, I seen you've been patient. Now, what is it I could do for you?
Well, what I was trying to do was tell you a scenario that happened to me, and I wanted to see how I could play it out better the next time because I know I didn't do it right. You feel me?
Okay, but check this out. Why would I want to listen to a scenario? It's all the same thing. You had action, you blew your action, and now you want to know how to straighten it up. I don't need to hear the particulars. Tell me, is that right or not?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.
No, I didn't ask you is it right in a sense. I asked you is it right or not.
No, I don't think I blew it, but I just want to try and make it better the next time. I want to better myself, you know, that's all.
Well, okay, I understand that, but this particular time you're talking about and you said you didn't blow it, what, you smashed a bitch?
No, nah, man, I just
okay, so hold on. You talking about this, that, and the other, and what you did and what you don't want to do, and you not accepting that you must have blew it when you could have did it?
Yeah.
See, stop. See, this is why I don't like talking to you. You one of these dudes that will say a whole bunch of shit to support some bullshit you saying. Then you expect me to sit here, waste my goddamn time, and let you express all this bullshit to me. And then when I don't talk to you on the show, you email me with this bullshit, explaining bullshit. Man, I don't need to hear that goddamn bullshit. Why, bud? That's a question you could ask. Why don't you need to hear it? Because I done heard it 9,999 times from 9,999 motherfuckers. They ain't said the same shit as far as word for word, but it was all the same shit. The motherfucker had action, didn't know what to do with it, fucked it off. Now he want to know what to do. Now, tell me that ain't right.
You're right. But how am I supposed to find out?
So, listen. No, stop. Listen, what I'm saying is, if I'm right and you accept it that I'm right before your first call, let's say you accept it that, you know, you had action and you fucked up and you want to know how not to fuck up again. You accepted that. Now you didn't call. You press one and I got you. What would be your question?
My question would be, I fucked up. How do I fix it? Or how do I do it better the next time?
Okay, that's a little better, but not much. Because, well, you ain't been listening to me, so you can't really know this. So I guess that is a good question. How do you fix it? Bro, you fixed it by admitting something. And I would ask you, did you lie to the bitch and get caught? Did you cheat on the bitch and get caught? I mean, what did you do to fuck up?
I power moved on the bitch. She obliged and did what I wanted her to do, but my follow up game next was total opposite of power moving. It was more on some I got soft on her and I started to.
Okay, listen, man, listen. Stop. God, I'm rubbing my fingers together right now. My thumb and my index finger. You know that's the smallest violin in the world. I'm playing some kind of sad-ass, crybaby-ass tune for you while you telling me this goddamn shit. Because let me tell you something else. If you was a real motherfucker, you already said what you did wrong. You already said what you did wrong. You already said what you should do to improve. So, first of all, do you agree with that? Do you agree?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, what the fuck is your problem? It ain't like you don't know. I know what your problem is. You a scary motherfucker, man, and you don't want to admit it. All you motherfuckers are scary-ass motherfuckers, don't want to admit it, try to fake you know, like this, that, and the other, say whatever slick out your mouth, that you didn't hear. You ain't charged a bitch. You ain't made no power move on the bitch. Matter of fact, what move you made on the bitch that was a power move?
I told her to do something she didn't want to do, and I was going to drop her off. And she did.
Hey, check this out. Stop. See what I'm saying about these fucking sucker motherfuckers? You guys just listening? Do you hear what he said was a power move? See, you guys use these words that drive you crazy. A power move, it don't have to be business, but most times it's business. But when you make a power move, everybody is basically thinking no, and you didn't really say yes or no, but when it comes time to your decision, you're making a power move. I'm running them over, period. So I'm saying yeah, and fuck y'all. And if you don't like it, bye. Now, that's a power move. That shit you was doing was simply asking the bitch to do something, you crazy motherfucker. That's why when the goddamn bitch said no, or whatever she said, your ass didn't know what to do. And if she said yeah and did what you wanted, your ass still didn't know what to do. Because it ain't no power move if you don't have no backup. It ain't no power move if you don't know what to do when you tell the bitch to do whatever you're telling her to do and she do it. So what I'm saying is, for you to even use them words with me, I would have been then cut you off. I would have been then said, I don't want to talk to you. You asked me, what did you do? All this shit I'm telling you now is what you did. And you kept doing it over and over and over. Now let me ask you this. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what you going to do from now on?
I'm not going to call in and ask you no stupid questions.
You motherfucking right. And you ain't going to be wanting this and wanting that. You're going to want what you want, of course. And when you get whatever you paid for, and then you're going to use that until you pay for something else, then you're going to get it. But all the time, if you cooperate, you're going to be getting laced the proper way. So all your payments is going to have to be before we get past whatever I give you. So if you know, I think I sent you one and two. That's like almost a month. You got to do something else before a month is up. And then if you give me some little tiny-ass money, I'm going to give you some tiny-ass shit. So I ain't asking you to pay the whole thing, but a couple hundred, 150, whatever. I don't care what you pay. I care that you're a man and you keep your word. If you do that with me, I'm keeping my word. And if you learn from me, which you sound like you did, you know, your voice is let me tell you how I know you sound like you did. Your voice is totally different. Sound like you didn't humble yourself to the fact that you don't know shit and that you're trying to learn. And that's what you're supposed to do, whether you know it or not. That's the only way a motherfucker want to show you something, bro. I don't want to battle with you about what the fuck you doing. Because you know what, bro? If what you doing was worth anything, you wouldn't even be talking to me. You would be cool. So since we know it ain't worth shit, accept it. And let's make your shit worth shit, man. Ain't that what you want?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, let me tell you something. You can't get it being the way you were. You got to get it being humble so you can understand what somebody's saying to you. And once you start utilizing this shit and this shit start working for you, you don't get arrogant, but you don't have to be so humble because you're going to feel yourself coming. You know, you ain't going to necessarily come up. Listen, let me say something else. All this shit that I'm talking about, believe me, it ain't got shit as far as me. I ain't telling you how to catch bitches. I am not talking about how to catch bitches. Do this and you're going to catch a bitch. No. But I know what bitches like. And what I'm saying is you learn what bitches like and you start to do the things that bitches like in your everyday action, you will see that you're going to catch bitches too. The big difference in what I'm saying is a motherfucking bitch, you ain't going to say hi to her and she's horny, so she's going to just give you some pussy. because that's the way you motherfuckers used to roll it. When the bitch say, okay, come on. No. I'm the kind of motherfucker, I go get some pussy. Bitch ain't giving me shit. If you're trying to give me some pussy, it's some kind of, you know, clause to it. Bitch, keep your pussy. Wrap it up in some goddamn cellophane and sell it, motherfucker. I ain't thinking about your goddamn pussy like that. Man, I talk that shit to them bitches, and bitches come. They just break down. All the way down. Why? Because I ain't really, I mean, sometimes I call them bitches, but I don't really even call them bitches. I just say you motherfucker or something to keep from calling them bitches because they get all defensive when you say that. But if you say something after I done called you a bitch, what? You know, because I'm saying there's no limits with me. Women always try to find the limit. And once they find the limit, what are they going to do? They're human beings. They're going to cross the limit. Why? Because there's a limit. Now, fucking with me, there is no limit. So, once you know that, that bitch ain't going to try shit. Because she don't fucking know what to do. Otherwise, when the bitch know there's a limit, she know, oh, I can go this far. And then, you know, I can go right up to here and not even press it. But when the bitch thinking she don't know what the fuck the limit, she think, man, if I, you know, try to walk with my left foot first and right foot second, I might be doing, I don't want it that bad, but what I'm saying is something small as that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no limit.
Yep.
You feel me, man?
Yeah, I can dig it.
All right. So instead of us being enemies, we finna be pals, right?
Yeah.
Now let me show you something else, bro. Let me show you about the streets. Me and you had a whole bunch of words in them emails. And you would, not rather, but your way of handling that was accepting that I was saying, fuck you, and blah, 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 blah. But what I'm saying is this. You did call in. I did recognize who you were. I did call you on what we did. But what did you do, bro? See, you don't know. Okay, you do know. You accepted it. And what that did was make you change your personality or persona. And your persona now is somebody that want to get some game, which in that case, I'm your pal, man. So what you learned right now is how to have difference of opinions with another motherfucking man that ain't about fighting, because this is how you solve shit in the streets. I mean, you can't go too far because motherfuckers, you got to be fucking with a motherfucker that's like you. Otherwise, you the kind of dude who want to show, you know, make everything right through conversation. Now, this person got to be like that or, you know, capable of being like that, or you wasting your time. But me, let me ask you this. Did you think I was going to talk to you tonight?
I really didn't know.
Well, let me ask you this. After I first picked you and told you I knew who you was, told you all the shit, then cut you off, did you think I was coming back to you? Well, why do you think I came back to you?
Shit. I don't know. I don't want to guess.
I came back to you because you're a young motherfucker, and you silly, and you have to be shown that you're silly, and you have to be shown in a way that you can't fight. Because if a motherfucker show you this on the street, you going to punch him in the mouth. Now you didn't learn some goddamn shit. That's what I'm about, bro. I'm about making you see some shit that you didn't see before. So you won't take your ass out on the street and get killed or kill somebody. I ain't about all the bullshit, man. I'm about using your fucking head so you can live to be 65 like me. Besides being old and everything is hard to do, don't you motherfuckers want to get this old? Shit. Man, if you don't get this old, you die. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got friends that ain't going to get this old. We want to get this old. You want to remember Rosebud told me a whole bunch of shit when I was a youngster, and that fucking shit actually helped me keep living. Because the more you think, the more you try to avoid bullshit, the more you'll stay out of it. And the more your ass can do what you want to do. Can't you guys understand? I'm a nigga that's straight out the street. I mean, I ain't supposed to be doing what I'm doing. But now you can't tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, whatever I think of, I'm going to try it. And if it works, I'm going to keep doing it. So my point, 808, my point is this, man. I got love for you, man. And I seen from Jump Street, you had a lot of, not aggression, but a lot of, you really wanted it. I seen that. So I was going to make you go through these changes so you can shut up and listen so you can really get it, man, because I got it to give to you. All right?
Appreciate it.
For sure. See, you guys, this is game in action. You know, you hear motherfuckers talk shit. You know, you're either going to be mad, fight, whatever. Man, come on, man. None of that goddamn shit is necessary, man. You can talk, man, and you can handle shit. And you can make a friend. Because you build dudes into men when you make them accept the truth. That youngster probably said, man, Rosebud, a motherfucker, I love that nigga. Hey, that's because he accepted the truth about himself. That was hard for him to do. But now, I don't think accepting the truth about himself will be as hard. It's still going to be, you know, something. Because it's hard for me to accept the truth. Not hard, but I don't easily do it when it's something that I think wasn't the case. But so what? Listen, anytime you don't get what you was looking for, it's like a failure. You know, if you want to see them as failures, but they're really not failures. But, I prefer to see them as building blocks. But anytime you don't get what you was looking for, like me and this brother was going through conversation 808, and he wasn't getting what he was really wanting. See, any fucking time you don't get what you want, that situation becomes a building block. That situation becomes a building block that's shaping your character. And it's shaping your character, and it's actually making you into the, or helping make you into the motherfucker that you say you want to be. This is really important for you to understand. You know, the more you really dig into what I'm saying, you'll understand that men who think like me think a woman should be like damn near worshiping us. And we never act like we thankful that the bitch gave us some pussy. You know what I do, fellas? I fuck the bitch. This cum all on my dick. I fucking roll over. And the bitch go in the bathroom, run the water, woo-woo-woo, heat up the rag, come wipe my motherfucking dick off. Because it ain't no big deal. And it really, you know, I don't think I'm nasty or nothing. But I like that. And if you want me to fuck you again, you better do that. And that's just me. But you ain't got to do it. But I sure do it. Every motherfucking time I fuck my wife, I just lay in the bed. She, you know, my wife is my wife. I will fuck a motherfucker up by my wife. But what I'm saying is she is a woman, you know, and I'm Bud. So, you know, even though I'm a real square motherfucker married, man, don't fuck with my motherfucking bitch because you got a problem. Because I know she going to do every motherfucking thing I want her to do. Hey, so I ain't no pimp. I ain't asking her to go get me no money. Matter of fact, my wife don't pay for a goddamn thing. My motherfucking wife don't pay, well, her gas and whatever. She want to buy her some feminine shit. She, you know, pay that for that shit. But bills, car notes, insurance, shit. I pay all that fucking shit. Why do you do that? Because I'm a man, and I handle my house. I'm not a user. I don't need no motherfucking bitch like that. I need a motherfucking bitch that's going to support me being a motherfucker. And part of being a motherfucker is paying for everything going on in your house. You don't need shit from this motherfucker. Now, I'm not saying you ain't shit if you do need shit from her, because at a point you might. I'm pretty sure at a point I did. But at the point I'm at now, I'm fully self-sufficient, you know, with me, cool, not, fuck you. And what I'm saying is, this is how you want to be. You don't want to have no stress. My gray hair is not from stress. My gray hair is hereditary. I started turning gray when I was in my 30s. And my mom and dad, they was gray, I mean, almost ever since I knew them. So, shit. I mean, maybe not when I was 9 or 8 or something, but 8 or 9, I mean, but, you know, 15, 20, I remember them being gray. So, it's in my family. But I don't give a fuck if it wasn't in my goddamn family. The gray hair don't make me, you know, I make the gray hair. You know, motherfuckers say, oh, you look so distinguished. Bitch, why don't you just go and see how I look old? That's what I be thinking. I don't say nothing because I'm a realist. I don't want to hide. I don't want to fake myself out. I want to be the kind of motherfucker that I dream of when I was a kid that was motherfuckers. I mean, not Superman. You know, I don't want to be Superman. But when I was a kid, I used to dream about the dudes that I seen on the corner of Gateway and Griffin. Jerry Williams, I think his name was. No, well, he was Greg Cole's big brother, but I think his last name was Williams. Frank Watkins, Gregory Taylor, you know, Gip, my fucking brother. Oh, shit. I used to dream about them motherfuckers, man. And all I would dream about was that I was doing the sharp shit that I thought they was doing. You know, because I thought their life was just hella cool. So I guess all that shit could have, you know, handled me in a way. You guys got to excuse me for a minute. I didn't got complaints. I got two pits in a Rottweiler out here. Danger, I'm going to kick your ass. Come here. I'm not playing with you. And it's so cold. I'm so cold on the pit because he's a boy. The rat is a girl. And the rat don't like that motherfucking pit at all. And she and he wants to hit her. And she just sit down on him. She, no, you ain't getting this. But any motherfucking way. I just want to... Let me keep going with what I was talking about. Fuck it. My thing is to make every dude that listen to me understand that there is a certain way to be. There's a certain way... Not a certain one way, but with... Because, see, the guys at SWU know that on the tip, the point of a needle, no matter how sharp it is, when you magnify it enough, it's a big flat surface. On that surface, 1,000 motherfuckers like us can fit on it and have room for more motherfuckers on the tip of a needle. You know why? Because we make room where there's no room. You know how we do that? Because we don't need nobody. You know why? Because we've actually floated. We've actually flew, flapped our arms and flew. We've done all kind of shit because we thought of it. You know, we're not fantasizing. We're projecting. We're making us see that we're going to be such motherfuckers that we could leap over tall buildings with a single bound. And when we doggone hit the ground, we ain't going to hurt our ankles because we got springs, shock absorbers. I'm just saying, we think of crazy shit like that. And the only way you could be the motherfucker you gonna be is to think of shit like that. If you care about, if you can fuck the shit out of some kind of broad or whatever, and they care how sharp you are when it comes to handling this in heated situation, who's going to win? Because do you handle your situations by fucking the bitch? Yes, you do, and you know it. Women don't like ignorant dudes. But they don't, you know, really care how smart you are either. They just only care about how you handle shit. So if you want a woman to have an attraction for you, you just got to be an alpha man when you're dealing with any kind of problems around her. Because as long as she have an attraction for you, and I tell you this, and you probably think I'm lying, but I didn't been with my wife 20 years. And she, I mean, I got to push her off me almost every night because I just attract her. I'm the kind of motherfucker she likes. And I turn her fucking on. I know this shit sounds crazy, man, but it's true. You know, there's two things that you got to do better than all right if you want to have a woman. They do care about if you can fuck the shit out of them. And they care about how sharp you are. If you can deal, get yourself to handle heated situations as well as you fuck her, you going to really have her attention. So what I'm saying is that you just, if you want to be a man, you got to handle your, I mean, if you want to have a woman, you know, creaming, you just got to handle your shit. Now, if you represent anything other than a man, you know, you might get to fuck her, but you're going to be chasing her. And she's going to lead you straight to your bank account. My course provides you with real confidence-building information. And this information is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life and how to interact in social events with women. But nowhere in my course does it say, I will take your hand and help you to decide what to do in a given situation. I've never claimed that. I've never claimed that I would accept all of some motherfuckers' emails. And I never claimed that I'd answer your same question asked 14 different ways. I believe it's totally unfair of you guys to think I should be subjected to this bombardment of shit. Male confidence has to do with you taking information and using it, not questioning it. If there's legitimate questions, by all means, ask them. But don't ask, is it best to do this? Or is it best to do that? Or what? That's some shit that turned me off. I ain't no dictionary or no answer man. Now listen, we got 21 more minutes left. I'm on like 20 of these goddamn bullet points. I got hella more, and I will keep going. But I just don't like kicking it about my bullet points. And you guys didn't fucked up. You didn't let me see we can have a whole show without me even fucking with bullet points. So somebody, let's talk about what we didn't hear so far. Because you know me, I want to leave. All right, I just had a 503. Let's see what's up with you. 503 and 702.
Hey,
I got.
Rosebud.
Hey, I got both of you on 503 and 702, but 503, you go first. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to reiterate what you said about when you said male confidence and if you have to ask about it instead of using what you say. And I kind of got that right after I sent you a couple emails. Then I thought I, you know, meditated on what I did. And I was like, man, I'm acting scary again. I go, you ain't gonna call, you ain't gonna, yeah. I go, whatever. I'll just keep listening and use what he gives me. And I just wanted to call in and say you was damn right.
Hey, it's something you'll find out and this is not bragging, I'm always going to be right. You know why? Because I do and say what I have done. And I know all you motherfuckers are no different than me. Sure, I was in another field. I was doing this, that, and the other in that field. But my brothers, everybody tell me, man, if you would have been a regular square man, you probably would own some kind of big old company, blah, blah, blah. And I probably would. I probably would, but who cares? I wanted to be the motherfucker I was. You know, they. I got brothers that got government clearances where he would have to, like, shoot me if he told me what he did, or at least that's what he told me. But I think they got hired in E. E is a high clearance, but he got hired in E. This motherfucker sells countries like Taiwan or something, defense systems. And he sell them defense systems as top of the line, but this defense system is what we was using last year. And I say, man, don't they fucking know that you guys know that we know everything about the defense system because we was using it? And he said, yeah, they know it, man, but it's top of the line to them. I say, man, you got that's how they are, man. They motherfuckers killed me, man. But my point is that your importance to you, to yourself, all stems from you making important decisions. And if you deal with me in my course, you're going to learn new information to help you develop proactive decisions. Proactive means before it happens, not after it happens. Because that's where you guys are, a lot of you. You're in that reactive, excuse me. Here come these hiccups, man. Excuse me. You guys are in the reactive phase. You're not proactive. And once you become proactive, you will know how to handle your sexual urges better. Therefore, you'll have a better grasp on sex. 702, what's your question, bro? I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, bud? This is Rashad again.
Hey, Rashad, what's up?
Hey, not too much, man. I appreciate you like a motherfucker. I paid for one tool and you sent me two. I definitely want to say thank you for that. And I also want to say that I'm definitely going to do my best to get an SWU this year because I've been fucking with you for a long time and you already been bettering my life since I've been fucking with you. But I want you to talk about, you know what I'm saying, I got in a little late today and you was talking about the Mack truck and going on the offensive and you were just saying something about being reactive right now. And I'm sure that you can't be reactive and trying to drive a Mack truck at the same time.
No. Listen, Shad, that's a good little question. Listen, when you're driving a Mack truck at night and there's no moon and you don't have no lights and you ain't using your brakes, you got to see. You ain't trying to be careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, somebody like you, you would be driving a Mack truck with the lights on, avoiding everything that's dangerous, which is not bad. That's not bad. But if you came to SWU and something like this woman is giving you action and you're seeing you getting it, whoop, 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 and then suddenly it turns south, you would be able to downshift this Mack truck, turn out your goddamn lights, and then pick up speed and start speeding again and heading straight for this goddamn broad because you're going to run her fucking ass over with the truth. You are not going to be afraid to be you. So, Rashad, what I'm saying is you're one of the guys like I had in last semester. The guys I had last semester were all motherfuckers that had bought the course, and they felt that they had learned the shit out the course. They felt really alpha. And I started out with 36, 38. 1 or 2 weeks in, I had like maybe 28. And 2-3 weeks in, I was like close to 20. And after a month and a half, I had a core group of motherfuckers, maybe 14. But then, you know, 2 months in, almost three months, half of them fell off. So I ended up with 7 motherfuckers that went fully through it. Those 7 motherfuckers totally understood how they have stepped when it came to doing the course. Each one of them, all 40 of them, had learned hella confidence, but they had bullshitted when it came to doing the assignments. So they didn't get what they were supposed to get, the full thing. With me teaching it, and I give you the assignment, I explain what the hell you're supposed to do, and you're going to do it, or you're going to be then paid me some money, and I'm going to kick you out of school. Otherwise, you didn't pay the money for nothing, because you can't half-step. You got to fully participate. And if you do that, and you go through the 90 days, watch and see where you'll be at. I'm not, you know, teaching or training motherfuckers how to catch women. I'm training a motherfucker to be able to control what catches a woman. And it's all about you. And the more you get into that, the more you're going to see it. Now, I want to ask you something. I've been dealing with you a long time. That's why I gave you 2-for-1. You've been fucking with me. But what I'm saying is, am I right? I mean, are you kind of half and half now? Because, I mean, you learned, of course, you got confidence. Things have been going better, right?
Yeah, but I definitely know I can be sharper.
Then,
I definitely know
to me,
I can be better.
You got to get in. It starts on the purse. I got a payment plan. If you can get it all at once, it's better because I can send you everything at once. But if you want to do some payments, man, I can hook you up a little at a time according to what you pay, but you got to pay according to where we at in the school so you can get the course material. Well, you already got it. Okay, so we got it. Okay, you know what? Hit me, man. We'll work something out, all right?
All right, for sure.
All right. Hey, man, wait. What about your little daughter, man?
Oh, man. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. My baby mama on Thanksgiving came and got her. She got a new nigga, and I was willing to let her. I've been taking care of my daughter the whole time, and she had ran off with some little nigga. And then I would let her come and visit, and, you know, whenever she wanted to, while she was doing her little bullshit while I was taking care of her. But she came on Thanksgiving and took my daughter, and this is a 50-50 state. So when she took her, she didn't let me know where she was going, and now she's, like, staying out of contact with me. So I'm in the process of getting a lawyer and, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get my daughter back. But my daughter
check this out, man. Check this out.
Up.
Check this out. You can't get her back until you do this. First and foremost, fuck a lawyer right now. Get a private eye. And he going to find her through doing some shit where he ain't got to leave his goddamn house. So it ain't like he going to get in his car and go looking for this woman and charge you money. He knows how to find her. Get you a private. I did this. I hired a private. Matter of fact, I can hook you up with my private eye. I hired this private eye. This motherfucker. Listen, man, we was at a wedding in Oakland. And it was this private eye dude's cousin. And this cousin was one of my, childhood friends. So I'm at the wedding. And I get to telling him about the same shit you telling me. Right now, man, and she took my daughter and woo-woo-woo. And he said, what's her name? And I said, who? He said, your daughter. And I wrote down, he wrote down her name. He said, what's her mama name? And he wrote down her name. And then he asked me, where was she the last time you knew about her? And she was in Southern Cal, in Winnetka. No, she was in Van Nuys. But anyway, the dude left because he had to go. And then soon after, I left. We was in Oakland, and I'm going to Vallejo. Before I got to Vallejo, this motherfucker called me with all my daughter's information. Now, from Oakland to Vallejo is like 30 minutes. I'm talking about before I got to Vallejo. He called me with all her information. So what I'm saying is he didn't charge me shit because I was his partner. But a fucking private eye, since you don't know him, blah, blah, blah. But I, like I say, man, hit me, man. I'm going to hook you up with this nigga. Marcel Myers, his shit is Eminem Investigation. Because his name Marcel Myers. But what I'm saying, that motherfucker, he found my daughter twice. The first time was what I was telling you about. And then the second time was like a whole bunch of years later. And she had gotten married, changed her name and shit. And I say, man, and he said, you want me to find her? And I say, yeah, let me get you. He said, man, I can find her with the shit you gave me the last time. And he did. Rashad, hit me, man, so I can give you this motherfucker's info, man.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
All right, 503. Go ahead.
I got a, like I said, I got that good job, and you got me out of that. I told you I was trying to do shit, and I done quit smoking weed, and that's all I've been focusing on lately is trying to get that shit going.
Look, I'm going to help you with it. Believe me, man. And check this out. Not with that daughter, but I had another daughter where this bullshit went on. And these was with white bitches. And this mother, you know, she had problems. So I go through the court shit, and these motherfuckers, first of all, one time I was in the court building, and she had my daughter. I had let her come get my daughter, and she was trying to keep our daughter. She was trying to keep her up in L.A., and I was living in San Francisco. But I had custody of her, and it was like a Christmas-type situation, so I would take her up there every Christmas and then come get her and take her home. She told me I can't come get her this time. So I was at work when she said that, man, I left work, I'm working in Fairfield, California. I left work, drove straight to fucking L.A. And when I got to L.A., you know, the bitch came out, you can't have her, blah, blah, blah. So I call the police. They fucking go to the house and say, if she don't come out, we can't break the door down because, you know, she the mother. So I go the next day to whatever you call it, legal services. I'm going to file this shit. And the bitch is there. So I see her, and she started running, and I start chasing her, and she go through the hallway. She running through the hallway, and I go through the hallway, and she go through the door, and on the outside, it was like two stories up. And the bitch was finna jump off the balcony. So I grabbed her. And I say, you crazy motherfucker. And I got my hands around her, and I bring her back in the building, and I got my hands on her. She gouging my arms and shit. And I tell somebody to call the police. Police get there. Take like 10, because the courthouse right by the police station. Police get there. I'm holding the bitch. Man, them motherfuckers came and cracked me on my motherfucking head talking about, I say, man, I call you guys. They say, man, all we seen was you grabbing that woman. And this was right around the time of O.J. Simpson going to trial. And this was a white bitch, and I'm grabbing her. Man, they cracked me upside my head and took me to jail and gave me a $50,000 bail. And I had to go through that shit. But I won. I won both times. But the second time was this crazy shit I just told you. But the first time, after I found the bitch, you know, all this shit, I found my daughter the second time. You know, we in court and all this stuff. And she's telling them how I was this pimp. And, you know, I was trying to, you know, do this. And the lawyer was talking about I was trying to, you know, get a mother-daughter team. All this shit. But they was in Thousand Oaks, California. I was in Orange County. This is like 100 miles. And I never missed a court date. And when it came time for that judge to make a judgment, she said, this is a white lady talking to a lawyer for this white woman. And I got me a woman lawyer, white woman. And she said, you know, and she said to Miss Dame, she said, I find it very difficult to believe your story. She said, you come in here looking like the average white girl, and you have a record looking like some criminal. And you want to say that this man is all these accusations she made, but all I can see is someone taking a 200-mile round trip and haven't missed the date, and it's all to see his daughter. Man, that bitch. I just knew she wasn't going to say this. That's just that. In light of what we found, I ruled in case of the plaintiff. Because I had filed the shit. She didn't file shit on me. I had filed the shit. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker ruled in my favor, man. So what I'm telling you is you can win. All you got to do is play by the rules. It ain't like if you play by the rules like, you know, in past times, you still going to get fucked. Because a dad can be just as good of a parent as a mother. But you have to show the initiative. You just got to chase that shit. And if you do the private eye thing, I'm telling you, it ain't going to maybe $150, man. I'm going to hook you up with this motherfucker, man. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Hey, man. Rashad, you've been fucking with me for 3, 4, 5 years, man. And you really been, you know, here and there coming through. Every time you want something, you ain't just asking for shit. So what I'm saying is I'm looking out for you, man, and I'm glad you told me that. And I know that this motherfucker I'm finna hook you up with can help you. He ain't free, but since he ain't going to have to, you know, do like Barnaby Jones would have to do, he going to just be on his computer, man. He going to... I'm saying 150. It might even be a little more, but it might not. You understand what I'm saying? He ain't gonna try to, you know, dog you out. Well, I'm gonna hook you up with it, especially. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 503, you got anything else?
Oh, no, that's good.
Okay, I'm putting Rashad. What about you? You got anything else?
Nah, man, you don't bless me enough for right now.
Hey, man. If you keep fucking with me, I'm going to keep blessing you, man. That's how we do it, man. Love you, brother. Be cool. Hey, you guys, let me tell you something. See, the thing, you guys got to understand this. The thing that rewards me the most is a situation like with the 808 guy, a situation like I just got through dealing with Rashad, and then just basically talking to you guys, you know, it just fucking does something for me. But when I actually help that I can see it helps. And Rashad, man, you know, I remember we'd be talking whatever fly ass shit, and he'd tell me about how he sprung on his daughter. You know, he just trying to make it better, man. You know, I want to be a better man for my daughter, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's saying this shit to me, man. And I know how I tripped about being, you know, a good dad for my daughter. So what I'm saying is it just resonates with me, man. The brother want to be a real dad. And society has deemed him, you know, incapable of being a real dad. But society has their say, but they don't have the lad's say. They do make you have to jump through hoops to prove you a qualified dad, and they make this derelict mother not have to do anything. She's the mom. But the thing is, people like us, we jump through the hoops. We ain't getting a damn about jumping through no hoops. Hey, I want my daughter... At least 50% of the time, I'm capable of handling her. And now that I done found you, bitch, I'm finna jump through the hoop and get the shit going. Because that's all you got to do. I did it. And it took me 3 years of going to court, going through different shit. But I won. I won the right, my 50% right to my first daughter, although it never worked out for me. But then my second daughter, I won 100%. But even when I won 100%, I would, like I say, take her up to her mom, leave her there. You know, I got all the money. Look, bitch, you ain't got to send no money. You ain't got to do nothing. All you guys do is be a mom when I bring her up there. And I would do that shit, but, you know, she was on that dope and all that shit, man, and it wasn't cool. Listen, you guys, this was an okay show, but I hate that I think I went through 40 bullet points, which is not a lot. I don't want to go through no bullet points. I want to have bullet points to talk about, but I don't want to be able to get to them because you guys got questions. You guys don't know how the show would be hella better if you just fucking asked your questions, no matter what they are. I mean, silly or not, of course, I'm going to say, man, that crazy shit. But so what I said that? Come on, man. You motherfuckers ain't kids. You guys are fucking men. Look, this is a good fucking show, too. And I'm out.